I think we're calling each other at the same time.
Yeah, we were.
Okay. Yeah, I had you ringing in as I was calling you back. Sorry, I don't know what happened. We got cut off in the beginning of it, and then I felt like I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, probably. I couldn't hear you.
Okay. Well, we were in the voice verification. It was just saying, like, the service is month to month. The first month's payment's today on the 15th. It's going to renew each month on the 15th at $299. It's going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've waived all setup fees, and I've included the site for you as an option. Again, we want to try to get your domain, but if you don't have that domain, we'll purchase a domain for you and apply it to the site. And it says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. You're not binded to any kind of contract. There's no cancellation fee or penalty if you discontinue. But we do ask that you let us know before the next billing is due so we can stop the billing cycle if you are going to discontinue. And then it asks, okay, do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process the first month's payment. When it goes through, you're going to get a text message with an outline of the agreement in writing. I want to make sure this goes through here. Let me turn off this voice verification. Okay. Did you have any questions regarding the voice verification?
No.
Okay. Okay, and in that text, you'll find the full outline of the agreement in writing. I believe they sent over the invoice receipt to you as well.
Okay. In terms of experience?
Yep, that's it. So it'll have everything outlined in black and white. This is all the products and features, the pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. At the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on your first and last. When you submit that, it will send you to another page asking for a username and password. That's your account dashboard and tracking system. Don't worry about that right now. At the end of your client interview tomorrow, they'll actually send you like the login credentials for it. It'll also send you the link to the downloadable app and a YouTube video and show you how to use it. So that's a pretty useful tool if you're out in the field a lot, which I'm sure right now, until you hire some people, that's how it's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's good because you can request reviews there. Like, let's say you just completed a job, you go to get in your truck, you know, you can go in there, plug in their number, and shoot them a message through the app, and it'll have a live link to your Google Business profile. And they can leave the reviews there. We'll use that to build up your reviews. And if you're missing calls, you can always go into the tracking system and verify that it was actually a potential customer that called off of Google rather than it be like a personal call. So you'll have a full pipeline of all those leads in there you can always dig through. That way we're not missing any opportunities.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I think that's going to conclude the initial setup. Let me just make sure we have it all on the... Okay, I think this is good. Oh, your verification, your advanced verification photos. Okay, so I'm going to send you a separate email here. The email is going to have the request for photos. Remember I was telling you about the advanced verification photos?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to send that over to you now. Give me 1 second.
How does it show my name on this signature?
It's saying Chris Urban, but it has to match up with billing. So under the billing, it'll say Christopher Urban. I think if you go right above the box, it'll have your name typed out, and it tells you to sign it as it appears there. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, but I'm going to send over a separate email for the advanced verification. This won't be a text. It'll be an email. There may be an automation that'll come through asking for the same stuff for the Google verification. But again, it's just like tools, work vehicle, business license, insurance, business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace.
Yeah, I don't have to do that right now, though, do I?
No. You have time. I mean, we're going to do the client interview tomorrow, but I mean, even over the weekend, you know, you have plenty of time because we still are going to be waiting for that Google PIN to come in the mail with the little 5-digit number on the back of it. So hopefully if we could get it all before that arrives in the mail, that'd be ideal. So that way we could get it up and running as quickly as possible.
I know I've already done that Google PIN thing where you get it in the mail.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I had your address initially. They want to update it, make sure if there's any changes, and then this is going to be an advanced verification. So the guys that are on the first page have a different form of verification than the guys that are just doing a regular Google Business profile.
Okay.
All right. So they'll ask you for that. And if you're missing anything or you feel like you need help or you have any other questions, comments, or concerns moving forward, you know, we have a 24/7 customer service, just like you dialed in, but you hit extension 1. And then, of course, I'm here Monday through Friday. I'm only here 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. your time, so I'm about 36 minutes after hours. I'm not usually here at this time, but, again, if it's after hours, you just dial 1. You got a live customer service rep available to you.
Okay.
All right. Well, that'll conclude the initial setup process. So thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. If you have any other questions, comments, or concerns, oh, I already said that. Oh, feel free to reach out to us. Let you know where my brain's at. It's been a long day. I mean, I'm looking forward to getting it up and running for you. I know it took a lot for you to give us the, you know, your trust today and moving forward, and I won't take that for granted, you know. So I'll walk you through it step by step and make sure it's working for you. Like I said earlier, you know, I don't get paid unless you get paid, so I'll be proactive with you. We'll communicate a lot until we got everything up and running, and then once I see you're making money and you're doing your thing, I'll kind of back off and let you do your thing.
Sweet. Sounds good, man. Appreciate it.
All right, Chris. Yeah, we'll absolutely.
Go home and feed the kids broccoli.
Yeah. That's the worst. The youngest one's got low iron, too, so I need to give it to him, literally. It's horrible, but
yeah.
All right.
Well, steak has iron. That's where I get my iron from.
Yeah, I'm a big carnivore. I love eating steak. Maybe I'll make a pit stop at Stater Brothers or something on the way home.
Yeah. All right. What was your first name?
It's Jonathan, but I go by John. You might see some other stuff too. I have a colleague here that's actually going to be contacting you. So there's a Jazwan Hill. He's going to be contacting you during client interview time. There's a Kyle Wollenberg who's going to be doing your Facebook business profile. So even though I'm like the director and I'll be the head on the account, you are going to be contacted by a couple different people. Like each person has their own responsibilities delegated. So like for that client interview tomorrow, I'll call you first, but I'll introduce you to another rep, and they're in the client interview department, and they'll walk you through it, okay?
Okay.
So I won't be the only guy, but I'm like your point of contact. If you want something done quickly, you can just reach out to me.
You're the director.
Yeah, I'm the director. I'm the boss. I hire and fire.
Sweet. That's cool.
All right. All right. Well, thank you for your time today. I'm looking forward to working with you. Enjoy your evening, and then I'll be talking to you tomorrow before you know it.
All right. All right, John.
All right, talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.